welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee and I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus, and just really thankful and glad that you have decided to hang out with me for a few minutes here today. And we are in the midst of our Christmas series that we've called Impossible. And today we're going to be looking at Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 30. And let me just go ahead and read our passage for us today. "And as Jesus passed on from there, two blind men followed him, crying aloud, 'Have mercy on us, Son of David.' When he entered the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, 'Do you believe that I am able to do this?' They said to him, 'Yes, Lord.' And then he touched their eyes, saying, 'According to your faith, be it done to you.' And their eyes were opened." Just recently, we've had a good bit of snow right on the ground, and it's always just so beautiful to see the trees covered in snow, to see icicles forming. And if you're like our kids, you know, they love jumping out and sledding and making snowmen and just having fun in it. And then, you know, we just imagine with me for a moment that, you close your eyes and you hear kids playing and noises running around, and you feel the chill, the cold, but you can't see any of it. You can't see the snow on the trees. You can't see the snowmen. You can't see the smiles on your kids' faces. And you see it just as you hear all the things happening, but you just never see it. And you see, that was really the daily experience of these two men who were blind in Matthew 9. They didn't have any options. They didn't have any resources. They didn't have any ability, right, to be able to see. Humanly speaking, it was impossible. But when they heard that Jesus was near, something rose up inside of them. Hope that maybe the impossible wasn't impossible after all. And so they followed him and they cried out, right? And Jesus asked them this simple but piercing question: "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" You see, in other words, he's asking them, "Do you believe that I am who the prophets have said that I am? Do you believe that I'm the Messiah who can open the blind's eyes? Do you believe that I'm able to do what you cannot do?" And with one touch, their darkness became daylight. They were blind, but now they could see. And you see, this story, it sits right inside of our Christmas theme, right? Because Christmas reminds us that nothing is impossible with God. And Christmas isn't, you know, a sentimental story about a baby in a manger and wise men. No, it's the moment that the power of God stepped inside of our impossibilities. And the way I talked about it on Sunday was that God makes the impossible possible. That Christmas is a supernatural event driven by a supernatural God. It's where we see impossible promises, right? That a son of David, an eternal kingdom, an eternal throne, that God himself putting on human flesh. There's this impossible power, right? That a virgin could conceive and give birth, that God would reside with man. And there is this impossible faith. That Mary says, "Let it be so with me, that I am your servant." That before she had even seen it happen, she believed. She believed God. You see, when Mary faced what felt impossible, she trusted God. You see, when these blind men, right, felt it was impossible to see, they trusted in Jesus. And so I don't know what maybe you're carrying today that maybe feels a bit impossible, that feels like there's no way. But the question Jesus asked them is the question he asked us: "Do you believe that I'm able to do this? Do you believe that I am able to do this?" And so what if for a moment we reflected on that question and maybe asked ourselves, "Lord, where in my life have I stopped believing that you're able? Where in my life have I stopped believing that you are able?" And then maybe in that moment we say, "Jesus, help me trust you. Help me trust you in the impossible." And whatever comes to mind, it's a struggle, a relationship, a fear, a habit, a diagnosis. And it can become the place where you say, "Lord, let it be so. Let it be to me, according to your word. Just like Mary, just like the blind men, and just like every person who has ever discovered that nothing is impossible with God. And so, during the Christmas season, let's look around our world the way Jesus looked at those two blind men, with compassion, with attention, and with power. And so maybe who in your life feels stuck? Who's spiritually blind? Who needs hope? Let's pray for them. Let's move toward them. Let's be the person who says, come see the one who can do what no one else can do. Let's pray. Lord, you are the God who makes the impossible possible. Would you open our eyes, God, to see you, strengthen our faith to trust you, God, and give us the courage to come to you with our deepest needs. Let your power and your presence meet us today. Lord, we ask all of these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Why don't you take a moment and why don't you pray?